Call Back the Past.
Because this is preeminently a woman's function. The men who are here tonight, I have my suspicions. I don't think they were as much interested in the dresses and the gowns and the frocks as what they wear, what was inside those dresses.
Eric Lowe on the Buy South African campaign when he closed a fashion show in 1955. The year also saw the production of petrol from coal by Sasol for the first time, and the first phosphate concentrates produced by a government-sponsored plant at Palabora. And in South Africa, as elsewhere, this was the hit song of 1955.
The tables are empty, the dance floor's deserted, you play the same love song, it's the tenth time you've heard it. That's the beginning, just one of the clues. You've had your first lesson in learning the blues. The cigarettes you light, one after another, won't help you forget her and the way that you love her. You're only burning a torch you can't lose, but you're on the right track for learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, the blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, the whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You walk that floor and wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, those blues will haunt your memory. In the nights when you don't sleep, that whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You'll walk the floor and you'll wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning those blues.
Frank Sinatra with Learning the Blues, hit song of 1955. Argentina's Juan Perón resigned and went into exile in 1955, in the same year in which N. Abel Gonin succeeded G.M. Malenkov as premier of the USSR. And while border raids between Israel and Jordan were intensifying, the United Nations organization celebrated its 10th anniversary. Secretary General Dag Hammarskjöld.
The charter stands today, just as it did 10 years ago, as a true expression of common aspirations for the world. The institutions serving under the charter are young, and they are imperfect.
Two eminent men of science passed on in 1955, Albert Einstein and Alexander Fleming. Dr. Jonas Salk perfected his anti-polio vaccine that year, and Dorothy Hodgkin discovered a liver extract for treating anemia.
Maybe tomorrow night the sun will shine. I'll change my name from Johnny to Giovanni. If you will say domani, you'll be mine. Come to me, signorina from Italy. Hear my plea, and I'll hire the horse. uncles and aunts and your ma and pa and your paisani. They all agree that we should wed Gomani.
Gomani, one of the hits of 1935, the year in which both main British political parties acquired new leaders. The opposition Labour parties, Clement Attlee, resigned in favour of Hugh Gaitskell, while Prime Minister Winston Churchill made way for Anthony Eden. There was much speculation in the newspapers as to whether Princess Margaret would marry Group Captain Peter Townsend, but she eventually bowed to pressure and renounced the RAF hero. In spite of private disappointments, the princess was called upon to carry on with her normal public duties, as she did at a public luncheon after her return from a tour of the West Indies.
The ties which bind this great city to all the territories of our Commonwealth of Nations are strong and abiding. In the last 5 weeks, I have seen sure proof of this in many schemes of development and progress in the islands I have visited. They will, I'm sure, bring a growing prosperity to the whole area and contribute greatly to the welfare and happiness of all who live in the Caribbean. As I stand here in the City of London, my mind is full of the wonderful scenery through which I have been fortunate enough to travel during the past few weeks.
Books in 1955 included two shockers, one from Francis Young François Sagan called Bonjour Tristesse, and the other by Vladimir Nabokov titled Lolita. Less sensational but as popular were Graham Greene's The Quiet American, Something of Value by Robert Rourke, and Auntie Mame by Patrick Dennis. At the movies, Unchained, with this theme song. Movies of 1955, Battle Cry with Van Heflin, Oklahoma, starring Gordon McRae, Marilyn Monroe in The Seven-Year Itch, Frank Sinatra and Marlon Brando in Guys and Dolls, and two movies starring teenage idol James Dean, East of Eden and Rebel Without Cause.
They called him Chicken. You know, Chicken. I had to go. I didn't. I'll never be able to face those kids again. I got in one of those cars, and Buzz, one of those kids, he got in the other car, and we had to drive fast and then jump, see, before the car came to the edge of the bluff, and I got out okay, and Buzz didn't, and killed him. And I can't keep it to myself anymore.
Well, you just get it off your chest, son.
That's it. That is not what I mean. That I have never done anything right. I've been going around with my head in a sling for years.
Cat on a Hot Tin Roof by Tennessee Williams was one of the theatrical hits in 1955, as was Thornton Wilder's The Matchmaker. Other plays of the 55 season, The Diary of Anne Frank, Bus stop, a hatful of rain, Arthur Miller's A View from the Bridge, and the Australian contribution by S. Lawler, The Summer of the 17th Doll. Musicals in 1955, Silk Stockings and Damn Yankees.
You've got a half heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start.
It's the youth of America, Joe.
When your luck is batting zero,
ha, ha, ha,
get your chin up off the floor.
Ha, ha, ha,
mister, you can be a hero.
Ha, ha, ha,
you can open any door.
There's nothing to it but to do it.
You've got to have heart.
Damn Yankees, a musical with a background of baseball. Visiting South Africa in 1955 was Robin Thompson's British Lions. The rubber was shared, and the most exciting game turned out to be the first test in which the result hinged on a conversion by fullback Jack van der Skaife.
And the score is 23 points to 22. Everything now depends on this kick. The British Isles are leading by 1 point. And this conversion counts 2 points. The referee's whistle must go for full time after this kick. And everybody, why, they're even telling me to shut up now. You've never seen such a scene. Everybody's standing up and all waving and saying, quiet, quiet, quiet. As if an escape could hear us away out there. It's 23 points to 22 in favour of the British Lions. Cedar Willis and Holly Bear to watch this kick standing next to me. And the ball is placed. And the escape is up and kicked and it's missed. And this must be, yes, the final whistle.
The cricket box were in England. They'd lost the first two tests, but won the crucial third one to keep the rubber alive.
Here comes Tyson again. Complete silence on the ground. He comes up, he builds the weight, and weight has pushed that hard and high. And, he may not be four run. He's being chased by four points. They've run two, they're running three. Cut the boundary, and South Africa have won.
South Africa wins the third cricket test in 1955. In America, the big giveaway quiz show came to television. Topping them all was the $64,000 question, which was to run into trouble for being rigged a few years later. Top broadcast in the United States was Edward R. Murrow. Already in 1955, he warned America of the dangers which lay ahead in Vietnam.
He said, "It's up to the Vietnamese to resolve their own problems and decide their own form of government." Nevertheless, the Secretary of State Dulles is apparently still determined to keep Diem in office. The French and Bao Dai claim that Premier Diem's so-called Revolutionary Committee has been infiltrated by the communists. American authorities say privately that this is just not true. So we seem to have a four-cornered situation. Premier Diem and his supporters, Emperor Bao Dai, the French, and the Americans. Apparently, no two of the four can agree as to what should be done. If Diem should proclaim a republic and ask for recognition, the French have threatened to pull out their troops and wash their hands of the whole mess.
The Past was devised and presented by Percy Seif and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.